Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom and cured every disease among the people. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. A leper came to him and kneeling down begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched the leper and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately. He was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. Then he said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. Right away after the baptism of the Lord Jesus, we are given accounts of him. He's granting he's granting healing to the leper, which is a continuation of what the readings were, excuse me, just before his baptism, which we celebrated last Sunday at our masses. And we see very little difference in some of the accounts as to how he healed. And so, what happened after the baptism of Jesus? That's what we would like to know. Well, as far as his activities, there was very little change. But as far as a teaching moment, Jesus used his baptism to teach his followers, especially at that time, and the crowds that came to him, that there is a change, there was a change. And that is, like John the Baptist said, Jesus is the one who will baptize you, not just with water, but by water and the Holy Spirit. Now, Jesus was already aware of that, but by his baptism, he was giving a message to everyone as to his identity. How was he able to do all these miracles? And it was because of his relationship with God the Father. And so you can see here, as in so many of the passages on the miracles, especially healings, that after he does a healing, then he distances himself from the crowd, goes away by himself to a deserted place or some other things. They would say he goes to the other side of the lake and so on, because immediately he wants to give gratitude to God for allowing him to be the instrument of grace on this earth. It was his function, God's plan for him, to reveal the goodness of God by all these wonderful actions, which we call miracles. But he was grateful. He had to express that every time, how grateful he was for how God the Father was working through him. And he's telling us the same, that we too, we can be instruments of God, servants of God, and to one another. That is our purpose on this earth. And this Jesus, in this way, is distinguishing himself from all these big leaders, kings and all the other leaders that were around, they all had power too, which was temporal power. And they walked over people. They were destructive in the way they used power. So even before the baptism of Jesus, his followers wondered, where does he get all this power? And they were, after each miracle, they were scared, it says. They were afraid because they thought Jesus would become just like these political leaders that they had, who walked over them, abused them, made them servants, all of that. You know, Jesus said, I am a servant of God and a servant to you, people of God. And so I ask you to do likewise.